We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Slacker and Steve.
Attention, Steve's people.
Well, yeah, they're okay. Yes,
we need road ragers.
They're kind of, you're my people. Yes,
you. I will say this, and I hate doing this. I hate complimenting you.
Oh,
but you've kind of mellowed.
I really have mellowed.
There was a time where it was like we'd have to do the topic road rage every couple weeks because you'd come in and go, well. I followed an 80-year-old woman home and thumped her dog. Like,
well, there's, you know, in about a week span, Slacker, I've had three separate motorists either roll down their window, say something, or they pulled.
Recently?
This was about a half a year ago, but in a span of a week, three separate incidents with motorists where people were getting out of. I figured then, okay, maybe.
It's time for me to mellow out.
Yeah, so I even followed that girl, remember?
You followed somebody, which is.
I know, stupid.
It's an awful idea. Everything about it's bad.
But she lipped off. She said something to me in traffic, so I wanted to know what she said.
You followed her all the way to the service bays at a car dealership.
I did, and she tried to get in a service bay to get her. Okay, anyway, yes, my people.
If you're a road rager, we want to talk to you. There's a new study out that says rap is the music that gives us the most road rage.
Oh.
But metal somehow makes us do it.
What? Oh, so, okay. Yeah. We get amped up by the, and then we actually follow through if we're listening to metal.
Yes. Well, yeah. let me see what it says here. Oh, no. Metal makes us do it.
Oh, the deed.
Metal is the music that will make us have relations in our car. But if we're listening to rap, we're most likely to, it's most likely to inspire road rage, and we're supposed to be going at least 15 miles an hour over the speed limit.
Okay. That's a lot.
When we don't use our turn signal, we're probably listening to Latin music. Listen, this is not racism. This is a study.
Latin music.
Yes. And yes, and it's if you're listening to heavy metal, you're going to
get lucky.
She's my cherry pie.
Nice.
Yeah. So that is that's the road rage study. But there is a Connecticut cops found two men experiencing extreme pain in their face and eyes because of a road rage incident.
What?
Where somebody brought out bear repellent.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy.
One of them struck the side mirror of another man's vehicle because they felt they were driving dangerously close and too fast. And then the other person got out some bear spray and sprayed the men after breaking his mirrors and screaming at him. Apparently, this bear spray is commercial stuff, and it's super, super, super. I mean, like pepper, what you use if you're trying to stop prevent an assault, the pepper spray is like 1 degree of capsaicin. But the bear spray, it's got to be enough to take down a 600-pound.
Rawr.
Yeah. So
that's road raging.
Yeah. So the police had to be called. The ambulances had to be called. These guys had to be checked into.
Natural wildlife where people had to show.
No bears were road raging that day. Like, well, you guys are way too serious for us. We'll just eat bunnies. These are some of the stories we have in the news. We'll tell you a few more. But we want to know, have you been involved in a serious case of road rage? One of my favorite stories that we got was somebody said there was a dad driving and in the car was the kid who's writing this note and, his twin brother. They were going to school and a, car like steved it, like came blasting up, like trying to pass him flashing, like get with my program. Sound familiar? So the dad floats over the shoulder and is like, I'm just going to let this idiot pass. Did the right thing.
He did the right. Let me go.
Half mile up the road, The guy rolls his window down, puts his hand outside his window, and he's holding a gun.
What? He let you pass?
So the dad is looking, the kid's looking at his dad, and he's like, the guy's shaking the gun up and down. There's cars behind the dad, and this guy's in front, so there's nowhere for him to go. He says he watches his dad fill with terror and rage, and his dad drops the truck into four-wheel drive, stomps it, smashing the dude's car in front of them, which makes him drop the pistole.
Nice.
Pushes him out into the intersection. Dad stops where the gun is, picks the gun up, throws it into the bushes, stays out of the truck, and commences the beatdown of the century of this man who flashed a gun against his twin sons.
Holy crap.
Is that not?
That's hero stuff there.
I mean, you got...
That was come
this up. This is why, one of the reasons I've always told you not to road rage. You just don't know.
You don't know.
Who's crazy enough to have a gun, or who's... I mean, when you know somebody's got kids in the car, come on, man.
Right.
That- I'm proud of that dude. Even though it's not great... great stuff. Didn't we have a producer that did a pumpkin? It was during the pumpkin spice
a latte.
Yes.
Yeah,
somebody
right
cut him off and it was
yes.
like, you got to be super accurate.
With the latte.
Yeah. You know what my new road rage thing is?
Doing new things.
No, it's a passive aggressive road rage thing. So I have a truck that's really tall.
Yeah.
So when someone has angered me, if I can find my way to get in front of them, I just never stop washing my windshield.
Oh, just constant.
It's just, and they're just like, and it's passive aggressive road rage, but they're no, like, and you, they have to use some more of there. And
yes.
I know I got a way bigger reservoir than they do.
Dude, that's
so
actually
like,
not bad. You wait for them to be done. Then
yeah,
you
like, and
again.
I hit it again. Yeah. I even have the one on my passenger side kind of like skewed, so it almost shoots directly over my truck. It's like, whee-zah! Is that
that's brilliant.
No harm? I'm not getting a gun
you're
out.
Not
I'm
illegal.
Not doing anything.
No, you're just cleaning a windshield.
Here's a really kind of weird one. A road rage incident turned into assault when a woman tossed a chemical liquid into a college student's face.
Jeez.
They don't know what happened. There was some sort of cutoff. There was a little arguing, and then she threw some sort of liquid. She said, I was so afraid. It was the worst pain I've ever been in. It was in Atlanta, so it was on Peachtree Street. That's only funny to us.
It is.
Have you ever been to Atlanta and somebody goes, it's on Peachtree? Everything's on Peachtree!
It's the longest damn.
Atlanta, it's like, oh, is that Peachtree Ave or Street or Boulevard?
Lane?
Never go to Atlanta and ask directions.
Yeah, no wonder these people get frustrated.
Peachtree right. Over to Peachtree and avoid the woman with the acid thing. And then
go to Peachtree.
She was eventually arrested, though, so we're in good shape.
Wow, that's
so if you've been involved in a road rage incident, this is when we'd like to hear your story. Mike?
Yeah.
You are disguised. This ought to be good. Road rage.
Yeah. It's happened to me. I was actually the person sort of at fault in the situation. There's a guy on a motorcycle. He had a girl on the back of the motorcycle, and I accidentally cut them off. I sort of misjudged the turn. I cut them off, and when we got to the next light, the woman got off the motorcycle and smashed my car with her helmet. And
oh my God!
I couldn't get out and restrain her because it felt like then I'm going to get into a fight with a woman. Didn't want that to happen. And then her boyfriend or whoever was on the motorcycle would have gotten off. It was crazy.
Somebody swinging a helmet. A helmet is a wrecking ball, dude. It's 100%.
Right.
You just stay in your car and let her.
Yes.
Oh my God!
Right?
I mean. Was it an accident that you cut him off, or are you kind of that? Do you drive like Steve?
Whatever.
There was an accident. I am not like that. I wouldn't do that to them. But
I wouldn't either. To lady on a
bike. To anybody who's ridden with Steve, just write an affidavit and send it into the station because we both know you drive like that. Wow. So then do you turn that into insurance, or do you have to pay that on your own because you know it's kind of a freak thing?
I tried to turn it into insurance, but the claim was denied.
Gotcha.
So, yeah.
Wow. That is that's some raging. Thank you, Mike. Bree.
Yay.
Yay. Road rage.
So it wasn't me. It was my dad, and he had, like, a T-top convertible.
Ooh, sweet.
And somebody was following him too closely, so he took a handful of pennies and coins and threw them out the top of the window.
That could do some damage.
The person behind him.
Yes.
Look at your little eyes lighting up,
that's
Steve.
Great...
Like, I got to start carrying coins. I've been throwing my pennies away.
Get yourself a T-top.
Did they chase him down after that, or was that the end of the rage?
So, honestly, I was a kid, and I wasn't with them, so I've only heard it from my parents. From what I understand, that was the end of the rage.
You might have some silver dollars in there. Second Julia coin.
That's, I never thought of that, because I've heard some people have, like, handfuls of BBs and stuff, but the pennies
are
a little more heft.
Nice.
That's
you just dig into your coins in the car, and they're just right
smart.
There available for you.
Thanks for giving all the Ragers ideas.
Although I just carry cash.
Yeah, Steve's throwing 50s.
Yeah, exactly.
So try to make him mad. Thank you, Bree. Jessica.
Hello, Yai.
Yai. Road rage.
Love you guys, by the way.
Oh, we love you too.
I had gone through a lot of stuff in the last couple of days, and I was at a light stopped, and the lady was behind me, and I had a big van, and she couldn't see in front of me. I couldn't go. There was no way I could go. So she honks at me. She pulls around in her white Mercedes, starts yelling at me with the window down. I'm screaming, "Why did you honk at me? Why did you honk at me? What's going on?" And so she proceeded to drive forward. So then I thought it was smart enough to get behind her and follow her and wave at her and just be erratic, totally stupid. And she wound up pulling off into like a bank. And I got out of my car. She had her phone, and she was pointing at her phone. And I'm screaming at her in the window, like, "Why were you honking at me? Why were you the stupidest?"
She's calling the police. You're aware of that, right?
Yes, yes, absolutely. That's how crazy I was. I totally lost it. Got back in the car, drove off, looked at myself in the mirror, and was like, "How disappointing!"
It is.
Plus, she's driving her Mercedes. Jessica, know your place.
Oh, my God.
What?
Take it back immediately. What are you doing?
Well,
are
you?
Oh, I get it. You're in your stupid little minivan.
Yes.
She's got a Mercedes. Yes.
Know your place, Jess.
Jessica, your place is right here with us. Thank you for the call. What are you doing, man?
Well, I drive an Audi, and I expect...
You don't ever drive it! You know what? I'm about to offer a reward for anybody who gets a picture of you actually in that car. I think you probably sold it like 10 years ago. David?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, how's it going? What's your road rage?
So I was behind somebody at a green light, and I honked at them, and they weren't going, so I flipped them off and drove around them. And this guy drove up in front of me and stopped in the middle of the street blocking my way, and I had to drive around, and he continued to follow me, and I was by a police station, so I ended up having to pull over into the police station because it was escalating pretty quickly.
Did he back off once you went into the cop shop?
He pulled up right next to me and jumped out and started yelling at me, and I was just like, "Hey, let's go in and talk to the cops about it."
Right? Yeah, that's what.
At that point,
I had to do that too once.
Oh, Johnny Instigator had to rely on the law to help him. Oh, big guy, everybody's got to get on your program. officer, help me.
Well, I used the police, made sure that they got on my program.
You should get it. Oh, that's Steve. Get on his program. He's a superior driver. Thank you, David.
Yep.
Stop following people. Not you, specific, but everybody. What? Just stop. When you start following somebody, you don't know what they're...
You don't know what you're driving into.
You don't.
Yeah.
Tracy.
Hi.
Road rage, what happened to you?
It was actually my daughter-in-law with my granddaughter.
Oh, no, what happened?
So, going down Arapahoe Road, turns into Target down there by the interstate, and she pulls in, ends up going behind, to the alley behind it.
Okay.
And, traffic is very slow back there. So she pulls out, and this black Escalade or something like that comes barreling up behind her, and got really angry with her. So she tries to drive around the parking lot to find a space, and this vehicle just followed her. She got suspicious, goes out back onto Arapahoe, and this car follows her, and it's a woman pulling up beside her. She's got the baby in the car, pulling up, getting right behind her. She got 911 on the phone, and they told her to come to this police station. This woman followed her for 20 minutes, doing this awful stuff, to the police station, and then
And she finally backed off. Yeah, Steve has learned that's home base. Like in tag where nobody right. can get you.
You can't touch.
I'm on base.
You can't get
I'm on team.
I'm not it.
You can't get me now. When you got a baby in the car, just don't get involved in...
No, you got to protect that baby.
Well, I mean, she... But, I mean,
by
don't honk, don't
the
flip.
Offensive against... Yes.
That's it, Steve. The baby on board should mean, like, I'm on edge. That says right at there. Any moment, I could snap and do crazy crap. Gina?
Yay.
Yay. Road rage.
Road rage. My best friend's ex-husband was driving down Federal Boulevard and got cut off, pulled out a gun, shot the driver in the head, killed him, and shot the passenger in the shoulder. And she wound up in the hospital with major injuries. He went to prison.
Oh.
85-year sentence.
How many years?
85
okay.
years.
Perfect. Exactly what he deserved.
I don't carry a gun.
No, but you don't know who does. Today's exercise was stop being one of Steve's people.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.